Dr. Troy Lenson, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you in here. There was a Board of Education meeting last night, we got updated on a couple of things. I think the bus situation is something that's particularly interesting to me. I've seen several school districts kind of struggling with buses right now. It has to do with the kind of fuel that they use, and it doesn't really function well in cold weather. Is that right?
Correct, yeah. So it's just the basic law of physics and the laws of thermodynamics. At a certain temperature, liquids are going to start to turn into solids, and diesel fuel is prone to that. We plug in our buses, and they all have block heaters, and you hope those always work correctly all the time. But we also treat our fuel, but that's good for probably when single digits. When you start getting below zero, you're really putting a lot of faith in your block heater, or you're putting a lot of faith in those Calride units. And the block heaters and the diesel treatment and our buses, they all have, some of them have about 3 fuel filters in them. So if anything starts to gel up, starts to get thick, you can really plug up a fuel filter pretty quick, and that bus is going to shut down and go into limp mode. So I think that's the reason why you saw a lot of districts decide not to have school. I decided pretty early that the forecast wasn't going to improve and got our word out. And then you saw some that try to go with late starts, and then their buses wouldn't start and wouldn't run. So, we're in the middle of a heat wave here. We're about 20 degrees warmer this morning than we were yesterday. It's still very cold, but I was in early this morning to see the buses out and to be there if somebody did gel up. But happy to report that our buses today were, when I left central office, they were all running pretty good. So
very nice. You were talking a little bit about being out of school for a while. Of course, the snow and the ice and the cold temperatures have kept a lot of area schools out. Mexico is a 5-day school week. Tell us a little bit about your calendar and how this is going to work out. Will you have to make up any of these snow days? I know that's on the top of a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, I'm asked that often. Right now, we've missed 6 days. Our calendar has quite a few contact days in it, more than some of our neighbors, particularly those on 4-day weeks. And the state no longer does it by days, they do it by hours. So to get to 1,040 hours, that's the requirement. And we're still well above that. We'd have to miss quite a bit more school before we'd have to have a conversation about makeup days. But I think each time we have a weather event, you'll probably see people, some of our neighbors, canceling school and announcing which day it's going to be makeup. So that's not the situation we're in right now, but I've got a spreadsheet going, and sometimes I have to take off my socks and shoes so I can have my fingers and toes and count up how many days we've missed. But right now, no makeup days.
All right. That is good news to hear, especially for the kids wanting to get out and enjoy the summer weather whenever it arrives, hopefully sooner than later. The other thing that I was going to talk to you about this morning was the audit for the Mexico School District. That was approved last night by the school board. Tell us a little bit about this audit. I believe it's done by a third party always. Is that correct?
Correct. Graves and Associates is our auditor, and our whole entire central office is basically turned over, and our business office, all 3 of those positions are new positions. So we're conducting the audit for last year, for fiscal year, and we got the audit in. Sometimes it's the level of detail that they ask, as we're trying to work through the finance software, it took a little more time this year than I think it will next year, but we were able to get the audit in and complete, and the audit came back with a clean opinion. You would like to avoid having a modified opinion, but that the audit states that the district's finances are stated accurately, and we're in good financial position. The audit also audits our compliance with the state and federal guidelines to make sure that we're reporting our attendance accurately, that we're reporting the number of meals that we serve accurately, and all of that was done in order last year. So tip of the cap to the previous administration, tip of the cap to the folks that were in the business office last year, and the audit is posted up in the January board meeting, so it's there if people want to read it. It's not the most exciting read, but it is an important document.
Absolutely. I think you wanted to say one thing. A member of central office passed away recently, and I'm going to give you the floor.
Yeah, sure. Mexico lost a real gem this week. Chris Fate passed, and Chris was, I know a lot of people have a lot more memories of Chris than I do, but Chris was probably one of the most welcoming people, most supportive people to me in the transition. When I came in, we didn't have a school board secretary, and it was difficult finding a person to fill that position, and she agreed to do that. So I'll forever remember the support she gave to me, but I know that everybody else knows that too. And so it's a sad time, and we'll have good memories of Chris, but also she'll be missed.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to thank you for your time this morning, and wish you the best of luck on the rest of the school year. We'll see you in February, hopefully warmer weather.
Thank you, Matt.